Well, Kirkland is an amazing town. It's right on the lake. It's framed by the mountains. It's a beautiful town. But what is even more special and more beautiful and more compelling is our community, our culture, the way that we are devoted to forward-looking and grasping the future and trying to make the most of it. We are an amazing, diverse community. We're an older community of about 100 years, but basically, we are a city full of young people and retirees, especially from the education fields. We're a very bright city, well educated, and a city that's very much devoted to the future.
Can you talk a little bit about the neighborhoods and what the kind of things the neighborhoods do?
Well, our neighborhoods are very strong. We have 13 currently, and we're about to bring in, oh, quite a few more. We're a city that's getting ready to grow by double our size, going from 45,000 to about 85,000. And neighborhoods are kind of key to our way of doing business in Kirkland. They're strong politically, they're strong as far as community. We help each other in our neighborhoods. We have neighborhood to neighborhood conversations, and all of the neighborhoods are very engaged with the city government. One of the very exciting things that the Google proposal could do for this city, which is a progressive leader in the region, is help us link all the different organizations together. We have a world-class health center in Kirkland. We have we have two universities. We have one college and one university. We have a school system that is amazing, that's a leader in the area.
If you look at the descriptions of a creative community, obviously we fit that in terms of access to lots of companies, access to lots of people, access to really good education, a creative spirit in the city. I mean, you were one of the first cities to adopt a sort of a citizen wireless program so that citizens could have free wireless in the downtown area. And that I thought that was huge. I mean, that was really showing leadership. Google is here. I mean, they have a nice office here, and I think they'll grow in this area. I think that's another reason. But we also have the other software communities in the area, and I think tapping into that. There's lots of game developers in the area. I know that. In fact, I've been talking with some people about developing a immersive game around future studies, and their response to me is, well, you have lots and lots of game developers right there in Kirkland, just work with them. And so that's another one. And if you think of the bandwidth, and then you go into immersive, you know, virtual reality type based games, the potential here is really great for that. Plus, it's just a, you know, we love Kirkland because it's a great place to live and to hang out.
It is.
But that's not necessarily a place to put bandwidth here. But I think it's the kind of community that would be seen as a creative leading community, and so and would be very likely to make a great use of not just on the business side, but on the social side, on the government side, and so on, of this kind of a network, because you've already shown leadership in that area.
Kirkland is a really incredibly vibrant, growing community. We've just recently agreed to annex quite a bit more of the nearby population that's in unincorporated King County. And I think that if Google were to bring increased bandwidth capabilities here, it would do a lot to help those annexation areas to really grow and prosper because of the potential of new businesses that could be started home-based and otherwise using that bandwidth, that access to increased bandwidth. Obviously, the more bandwidth you have in terms of internet access, the better access you have to videos and audio information that's available out there. It improves communication. There are a lot of people who are ill or infirmed or elderly and can't get out as much as they used to, so it improves their their way of life and improves the quality of their life and their productivity by enabling them to communicate across the miles using that bandwidth, using today's technology tools, which more and more of our citizens here are using.
Well, we have a cool group of people here, I think, and a cool community. Kirkland is sitting in the midst. It's a small little town on the lake, Lake Washington, so it's got a very nice kind of spirit about it, outdoor spirit about it, you know, the summertime and the wintertime. Lots of people who like to be together. But it's right in the middle of one of the biggest metropolises in the U.S., which is the Seattle, Bellevue, Tacoma metropolis. So there's a part of Kirkland that says it's small enough to do interesting things with and actually start some interesting programs, and yet the impact would be bigger because it's a part of the metropolis of Seattle or the Seattle-Tacoma area. Number two, Google's already here. The building that was just built, which is being housed now by Google folks. I can imagine that Google employees live in Kirkland and work in Kirkland, and some of the cooler things that Google is doing with regard to cloud computing, for example, are being done here in Kirkland. And the idea that those Google employees, in fact, would go home or work, even the fact that the building is here or the Google business is here, would enable them to do things in Kirkland that would be different from potentially other cities that they're not in. So there's another reason. We're just also a good demographic. I mean, we all work for tech companies around the area. We're all outdoors. We all sort of are community-oriented. We all want to spend time with each other, that kind of thing. So bandwidth would help that.